Well, howdy, 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 sports fans. It's time for Lucky's Losers. Lucky always picks the losers of college football. Lucky has that smart pill machine ready to go. So, without further ado, let's get started. 2020 has to be the most god-awful of the 2020 years ever witnessed, says Lucky, and he is about to toss in the towel into the ring. If it wasn't for the Big Ten deciding to play college football with the 8+1 game season, whatever the hell that means, the college football gods are already dreading this new development because of the football playoff scenario, with teams forfeiting games, not showing up to play, teams playing lesser games than others, like the ACC. Who will get the nod on decision day? Another example, good old Alabama Crimson Tides. They play Missouri Tigers next week, and the Tigers are 12 players short. Woe is me, says Lucky. Is that a fair contest? In fact, week one, Lucky witnessed a shellacking, an awful game between Navy and BYU. Navy was on the field but failed to play, giving up 55 points and only posting a 3 spot late in the game. Navy was afraid of getting the COVID, and now the BYU Army game is postponed because of the virus. Lucky for Navy, 3 more games are also wiped out for week 3, including Houston and number 16 Memphis, Virginia and number 20 Virginia Tech, and Central Arkansas against Arkansas State, that game being canceled. But Houston, the Cougars, found another opponent for Saturday, a high noon affair with the Baylor Bears. Still, Lucky sees this college football season heading for disaster. A loser in the making.
You're a loser. You're a loser. You're a loser. 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 You're a loser.
I'm a loser.
I'm a loser. I told her how to be a loser. Loser!
Loser!
Oh yeah!
I'm a loser.
My wife made me a loser.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
You lost, Bobby. You lost. You're a loser, Bobby.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
I'm like a loser!
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who means to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
In your face, I want to race. You, sir, are a loser.
It's the joy of my life to see you grow up like I always knew you would. A total and complete loser.
So you think I'm a loser? Just because I have a stinking job that I hate? A family that doesn't respect me? A whole city that curses the day I was born? Well, that may mean loser to you, but let me tell you something. Every morning when I wake up, I know it's not going to get any better until I go back to sleep again. So I get up, have my watered-down Tang and still frozen Pop-Tart, get in my car with no upholstery, no gas, and 6 more payments to fight traffic just for the privilege of putting cheap shoes on the cloven hooves of people like you.
Somehow, Lucky found 2 matchups he would never feature on the show, so this will be a quickie. Number 14, Central Florida, travels to Bobby Dodd Stadium and take on the high-flying Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech, coming off a stunner on the road against in-conference rival Florida State at the Seminole Field, 16-13. Overcoming a 10-point dead-in-the-water lead by FSU, kicking a 32-yard field goal with 8 minutes left to secure the win. The Yellow Jackets are 8-point underdog to UCF. That's Central Florida to you losers in Kentucky. They're playing the first game of the year, so we have no stats to compare. Georgia Tech true freshman, the quarterback Jeff Sims, totaled 341 yards of total offense. However, the buzz will be killed quickly if they pull off what they did in the first half against the Seminoles. Georgia Tech had Florida State on the ropes 4 times in the first half in the red zone action, but the Jacks came up empty in the opening half thanks to a pair of interceptions and a pair of blocked field goals. Lucky has no clue what to expect from UCF and which team will show up on Saturday. Why? Because a slew of folks have opted out. Another Navy BYU blow up? UCF is still loaded like a baked potato, especially on defense. The Fast and Furious will take off like a rocket ship. Settle in and put away the texters late in the fourth. Lucky's loser, Georgia Tech. Only 23 football games in the FBS are being played in week 3. 23, says Lucky. Lucky is picking losers in 18 of them. So make sure you go over to luckyslosers.com to see which games Lucky is picking the losers in for week 3. Only one game featuring ranked teams in the top 20 that are playing each other. 1-0 Miami Hurricanes. No, not Hurricane Sally. Miami Hurricanes ranked 17th. And 1-0 Louisville Cardinal ranked number 18. The Cardinals are at home after squeaking by Western Kentucky 35-21. The Canes are a measly old 2-point underdog loser after snoozing past UAB 31-14 last week. The Hurricanes racked up 337 yards and 3 TDs against UAB at home. Louisville's Mikael Cunningham did good us last week, throwing 343 yards, 3 TDs to go along with them yards, and 24 yards rushing along with a score. Probably the best game of week 3 and the closest, but will it matter in the end? Let's hope the Pac-12 gets into the mix, because it's going to be late for the college football playoffs if they start in November. Wait, what does the Pac-12 have to do with this game? Oh yeah, says Lucky. Lucky's loser, Louisville. That will do it for Lucky's Losers for this week. Join Lucky here every week as he picks the losers of college football. Check his page out at luckyslosers.com along with his Twitter page, Lucky's Losers. He always picks the losers.